Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we did a lot of good stuff inside the game. Made one big mistake in the first period, but I thought the first period might have been one of the best first periods we played against a real tough team. A lot of real good looks on the power play to score. We bumped into goalie. That's, you know, really seeing it. You look at some of the point-blank opportunities, and he was just getting a piece of a few.
You didn't have much in the first 10 minutes of the third period, maybe, but, boy, what changed? Or you really started getting inside and getting a lot of opportunities in the second half?
Well, you know, they were playing deep through the neutral zone, so they were getting to the puck first a lot of times in the first 10 minutes. I thought we had to get more aggressive, get our third guy involved, and I think when you start to risk a little more against a team like that, you saw a couple chances going the other way. But when you're down 1-0, you have no choice but to just put more risk in your game.
No penalties today. I mean, that's obviously been a point of emphasis. How happy are you that they played the clean
good
game like this?
I thought, again, our discipline in the game was good. The stuff we talked about in the first period about getting more pucks in the net, getting people around the net, a lot better job. Even 6-on-5, you know, the Thompson look. You look at the Paterka that I think went off the arm of Spurgeon, who was on both knees. We had people around the paint. Didn't have a lot of puck luck. You look at the second period when Dahlin walked in a couple times, even walked in his backhand. Sometimes the goalie didn't see it, but it still hit him.
Jack Quinn in the situation that looked like the Anaheim game again, real active, getting chances. How encouraged are you about what you're seeing from him?
Again, good. I thought, you know, you look at the one chance in the third period as curl and drag that, you know, basically just caught him, just caught a piece of him on top of the shoulder. Looked like it was going in. I think with the left-hander in between him, he's getting a few more pucks. I think that Kulik has done a good job. I think the one thing I'd like to see is, you know, we had a couple 3-on-2s we didn't really turn into anything. The one in the second where Cooley shot it, where I think you got to defer to a better play. You know, you had Zucker and Quinner with him. But I thought he made a lot of good plays, even on the wall. He made some good plays. He had a desperation block that... You know, that's the type of stuff helps you win hockey games.
You looked at that first power play. Did you like how Quinn almost quarterbacked that? It was almost like he took it over and quarterbacked that power play.
Yeah, I think when you look at, you know, the start of that, when our first group didn't get much done, that second group out there, you know, came out and really I established a momentum for us on that second half of the power play. And I thought you mentioned he was a big part of it, made the right plays. You got to believe it's going to start going in. I can mention the shot in the third. There was one other shot that I thought he had a real good look. So it'll go.
Guys mentioned in the room that the folk just don't change anything after a game like that. What's your message to them, just based on how well they played? And you mentioned puck luck and obviously the goal.
I think we're growing as a team. I think we understand that you really don't need to change the way you're playing. You just got to stay with it. We did it on the road trip. We talked about that after the second period. We're going to get our looks. We have to take advantage. It might be a screen goal, tip goal, ugly goal, kind of like the Anaheim goal that got us going where it slipped behind the goaltender. And I think that's the part I'm most impressed with. We've been able to play a pretty consistent style.
Cage kind of looked like he picked up where he left off. Just what'd you think of him tonight?
Yeah, I thought he had a lot of good battle. I think probably just a little rusty with shooting, maybe. I think you give him that shot in the slot next time. I think he buries it. But I thought energy-wise and skating-wise, he did a good job making sure he was ready to play.
What did you think of Cousins Lane today in a tough defensive matchup?
They did a good job. That is probably one of the best lines we faced that can generate. They're a good line. They're a hard line to play against. They got everything. They got speed. They got playmaking ability. They got shooters. So for those guys to be able to handle them for the most part, I like the job they did.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.